Hi, I'm Nisha DeGehring, host of Good Things Utah, and I've been a longtime supporter of Todd's Belief Cast. I hope you find inspiration in the courageous stories shared by the amazing people Todd features on his show. The guests serve as shoulders for us to stand on, allowing us to see a little further and cultivate belief in oneself. Remember, you have the dignity and power to change. I encourage you to keep striving and believing in yourself. Enjoy today's podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Todd Sylvester with the Todd Inspires Belief Cast. Thank you once again for believing in me and supporting this cause. You guys are amazing. The love and support that I constantly get from people, it blows my mind, and I can't thank you enough. I want to thank my sponsors, and as a matter of fact, I have Tracy Peterson, who has returned again. She was on our podcast before. Welcome, Tracy.
Thank you.
And the reason why I want to bring your name up now is you're one of my sponsors. You're one of my new sponsors with Elevate Wellness and Aesthetics, and I thank you for being a sponsor. I pinch myself sometimes, like, and you've always been so willing to support. And every time I see you, just a minute ago, you're like, well, how can I support you? And I'm like, that is so cool that you're just so willing to help. So thank you.
Well, I mean, it takes one to know one. Like, you're here producing this podcast, helping people to elevate their life and their mindsets and their belief. And how would I not want to support that?
Well, that means a lot. Thank you, Tracy. Yeah. We're going to get to Tracy here in just a minute. I got another new sponsor, Craig Swap and Associates. Thank you, Craig, for, again, believing in me and this cause. He's a big believer in helping people, those who are struggling with anxiety, depression, you know, people struggling with addiction. So that organization's amazing, so thank you. Obviously, Wasatch Recovery, Thread Wallets, Maury Nutrition, and then the beautiful music that you heard at the beginning and the end of the podcast is by my good friend Paul Cardall, who's got an amazing story himself. His music's amazing, and he's the best. So thank you, Paul. And so, yeah, I just think of all these people that I'm in touch with and helping me. It makes my day. I'm smiling right now. But, yeah, Tracy Peterson, let me give you a little background if for those who may not know. She's an international speaker, highly sought-after trainer, board-certified family nurse practitioner. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's awesome. Founder and CEO of Elevate Wellness and Aesthetics. And you're the co-founder of the Butterfly Campaign. And this is impressive that you have the number one top team builder in 50 countries with Amari for outstanding leadership and long-term retention. Mm-hmm. That's saying something.
Yeah,
that is no joke. You've also created the mother-daughter movement, which I want our listeners to hear more about. And you had an event. Has it been one event so far or two?
We've had three events.
Okay.
And we have our fourth coming up.
I'm way off.
That's okay.
But yeah, and so last time you were on, you were just getting ready to launch the first event. So, and it's been amazing to watch the feedback on that. And you've worked with some of the biggest names in the industry. You're very passionate. You're a mom. You're a wife. You're just a leader, honestly. Mm-hmm. And what I love most about you, Tracy, from what I've learned from you now, and I'm just blessed to know you, you love helping people. At the end of the day, that's where you get your fix, if you will.
Yep.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah. I think that's honestly what drives me.
Yeah.
Is I want to help people. I mean, that's why I got into nursing, is I wanted to help people.
Yeah, right.
And then it just sort of leads you into these different avenues that you didn't think were ever going to be on your radar.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, I can just help people in a bigger, broader, more global, international way. And not even just that, but you can help people go not just far, but like deep. You can help people in a deep sort of depth that changes their lives.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we had great feedback with you on the show before. A lot of people downloaded your episode. I mean, thousands and thousands and thousands. It was really cool.
Awesome.
But there's probably a few people listening today that may not know a little, you know, what you're about. And so why don't we start with that? Just give us a little background on you. I know we shared a few things, but there's so much more to you than that.
Yeah.
But do you mind sharing a few things
that
would
be
helpful for us?
For sure. So I grew up here in Utah, and I think I always wanted to go into the medical field. Like, even when I was little, like 6 years old, I was in the backyard, like, collecting all these snails and like dissecting them with an X-Acto knife and all of that. I know, isn't that gross? But I was like, who, like, what kind
who
of kid does that?
Yeah.
Exactly. And then I always had these weird dreams of like delivering my own babies. I'm like, Mom, I'm going to be an OBGYN. Like I was saying this when I was like 8 years old.
Wow.
So I just knew I really wanted to go into the medical field. So again, I was really driven on that path. And as it got closer and closer, and as I got older and older, I was like, I also want to have a family. And for me, it seemed like the right balance of priorities to pursue the nurse practitioner route. So I got my master's degree from the University of Utah and just worked in all different specialties and backgrounds. I did agency nursing for a really long time. I did pediatric home health for a really long time. So health has always been important to me. Fitness has always been important to me.
Yeah, I was going to mention, you're really into fitness. Yeah. You really take good care of yourself that way. It means a lot to you.
Yeah, it really does. Probably because I was a former collegiate athlete. I don't know if you know that. I played volleyball at Utah State.
Oh, I did not.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. And that was awesome.
Wow.
And so I've just always...
That's sweet.
My physical health has always been really tied to my mental health. Like I feel like I'm my best when I'm moving my body and when I'm putting good things into it through nutrition.
Yeah. I'm going to pause you for a sec. Cause I love that you said that. I saw this clip from Chris Williamson. He has his own podcast and he was asked what should come first, our mental health or physical health. And he sat there and then he threw out physical health first. Wondering what you would say to that.
That is a really interesting question.
Right.
And I think I'll go based off of my experience personally.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like when you don't have your mental health, the last thing you want to do is move your body.
Yeah.
Because you're just lacking that for motivation and that desire.
Yeah.
But the best thing you can do for your mental health is to move your body.
Isn't that funny?
It's so funny. Yeah. And it gets those endorphins going and you get that positive feedback and it's this momentum thing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, I think it can sort of take its toll either way. I mean, I've always put my health as a priority, but I haven't always had my health.
Yeah.
So in like after college and after volleyball, I went through a really stressful period in my 20s. I went through a divorce and just that stress took its toll.
Oh, man, yeah.
Started having loads of autoimmune issues, put on 40 pounds in 6 months.
Oh man.
And it was rough. Like it was a rough go. And so, I mean, we're talking like thyroid dysfunction, an autoimmune disease called ulcerative colitis, which I still have today. So it just shows you the importance of stress management, of taking care of your mental health.
Yeah.
It's like a yin and a yang.
Sure.
It's like what comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah, I was thinking
I don't
that,
know.
Yeah.
I truly don't know. Here's the good thing though, is it's like just move forward with one and you're gonna see positive benefits in the other.
I agree. Great way to answer that. And it's almost like I would have answered it honestly if like someone asked me that, I would have said both.
Yep.
And start doing them both.
Exactly.
Work on some mental health and go move today.
Yep.
Move around.
Yep.
Do both. And so I love how you answer that. You said that really well.
Yeah. But then to your point too, is sometimes when we give such a hyper focus on our physical health, then it can actually start to negatively impact our mental health.
Yeah.
Right? Because if we put that spotlight and we become obsessed with our physicality then and go to extreme measures, then that's going to take its negative toll on our mental health. And, you know, it's kind of a downward spiral.
It's a good point. Yeah. We got to be careful, right?
We do.
Fine line between the two.
Yep.
But thank you for answering that.
Yeah.
So obviously health's a big thing. And, you know, why don't you tell everyone what you're currently doing now? Like, let's just get a little background on that, including the share some information on the mother-daughter movement.
Yeah, for sure. So right now, what I have my hands in, I was telling Todd that I don't believe in the word busy. I believe in the word full, living a full life, because to me, full is by choice. Busy is you're being a victim.
Okay, so I want to tell you that I'm going to steal that from you because I need to.
Yes.
Because I'll be honest with you, I'm constantly telling everyone I'm busy.
Yep.
So I'm going to change. So because of you,
thank
I'm going to start saying I'm full.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm just really full right now.
Yep.
And I love that because it's, empowering.
It's a positive.
Yes.
Like,
thank you.
Yes.
For
oh my gosh.
Me.
Well, my pleasure, because it's helped me, because all throughout my 20s, I used busyness as like this badge of honor.
Yeah. Right.
And it's like everybody, it's like, oh, you're worthy and you're valuable as long as you're busy and stressed out and going a million miles a minute. And it's like, well, no, only if that's by choice. And to me, living a full life, full out, fuels me. Mm-hmm. It doesn't drain me. It fuels me. And so, yeah, just making that shift, especially, I mean, because I work with high performing mothers and women, that this idea of being busy and just sort of spinning our wheels and getting nothing done, or getting a lot done, right, but then not stopping to give ourselves credit for how much we have done or how much we are doing.
Mm, good point.
It will change everything if you just like give yourself a beat and like a pat on the back.
Yeah.
Be like, man, I'm doing a lot and I'm doing a good dang job. So if you're listening to this podcast right now and nobody's told you today that you're doing a good job, like, you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
A real good job.
Yeah. Very cool. That's so empowering.
Yeah.
I even wrote it down. Full, not busy from
full,
now on.
Full,
done.
Not busy.
Yep.
So in that full life, I have two businesses that I run. One is my wellness and aesthetics practice called Elevate, and that's in South Jordan, and we focus on aesthetics and wellness. And then I have another business that I partnered with about 6.5 years ago, which is a company called Amare, and we focus on mental health through products, programs, and people, which I love, because mental wellness isn't just one vein.
Yes.
It's like what you're putting in your body.
Yeah.
It's what you're consuming and putting into your brain through media, through the company that you keep.
Yeah.
And that can either elevate your mental wellness or it can drag it down.
Right.
And so I just love that you can align with the right partnerships that help to feed your overall mission, which is to help people to live their greatest health and to live full, productive.
Yeah.
Life's full of bliss and joy. Like, that's what we're here to do.
Sure.
So I've got those two businesses. And then I have this passion project that's our mother-daughter movement.
Yeah.
It's called Be. It's a place where high-performing women and their daughters between the ages of 9 and 12 can look inward and upward for their validation.
Wow, I love that.
So that also ties back into mental health as well, because, you know, there's a war on women, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's a war on women and our mindsets and getting stuck in this comparison cycle and getting stuck in this cycle of self-criticism and living all of our days up in our heads.
Right.
Instead of being present.
Right.
And I think we talked about this before, that living in the present is just, it's truly being, it's having presence. Wherever your feet are, that's where you need to be.
Right.
And instead of thinking, oh, what are they thinking about me? Or, oh, I wish I was thinner. Or, oh, I didn't make it to the gym today. Like, if you're caught up in your head, you're like worrying about the stress and anxiety of your future. You can also be stuck in the patterns of your past if you're reliving those. Mm. And then you're living in a state of depression.
Right.
And instead, just really learning to get grounded in gratitude in the present moment makes all the difference in the world. And so helping to empower and inspire these high-performing women and their daughters to not look outward and externally for their validation through social media, through other people's opinions of them, but really giving them that self-assurance and that true inner confidence.
Love that. Yeah.
They can take that anywhere.
Yep.
So they're not going to be stuck in their head. They're not going to be living in the past. They're going to be in the present moment, making the best of that moment. And then using those gifts that they innately, divinely have to go out and help the world.
I love that because, you know, a lot of my clients that I work with are younger girls who are depressed and sad.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my first questions I ask them, how much time do you spend on social media? And they always lowball it. Yeah, maybe 1 or 2 hours. I'm like, let's take a look.
Yep.
We pull it up and without fail, it's like 8 to 9 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, you know, that's probably the root of this problem right now.
It is.
I love that's what you're teaching these girls is to be present and to, you know, keep that in check. It's okay to do your social media, what I'm hearing, but let's have a balance around it on some level, right?
Yeah. We need to have boundaries, and every parent needs to do what's best for that child and that mm-hmm. family. But I have no problem. I mean, I've got three kids, and my daughter right now is 11. My son is 9, and then my little girl is 6. I'm fine being the mean mom, like the strict mom. Like, no social media, no phones. Oh my gosh. She's like, when can I get a phone? I'm like, when you need it,
mm-hmm.
which probably is going to be when you're 18. And like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay being like that mom in the neighborhood that doesn't give her kid the phone or the thing, because in my opinion, this might be controversial. To me, it's like holding them a loaded gun.
Yeah.
I mean, my heavens, I'm a 41-year-old woman and this thing has its hold on me.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah.
And
it grabs me too.
I have a hard time setting and keeping those boundaries.
Right.
And so if me as a 41-year-old woman cannot set and keep boundaries around this phone, how in the world can a tween or a teenager set a boundary and keep it?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, again, leading by example, right? It's like we have to be the change we want to see. We have to be the model for our kids on what a healthy relationship with technology looks like.
Yeah.
And I think it's something that we all can get, we can all get better at.
Sure.
I heard someone say the other day around technology, because this is all just about dopamine.
Yep.
I mean, since we're talking mental health today, it's just a dopamine hit.
For sure.
There's lots of other ways to get a hit of dopamine.
Yeah.
Right? Serving somebody gives you a hit of dopamine.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Moving your body gives you dopamine. And so, but I heard somebody say the other day about our phones is you have to realize, number one, we have full control and power to change the situation.
Yep.
This doesn't have to have control over us. No. We give it control.
Yeah, we do. I love that. And I heard it said, I wish I could remember who said this, but he said, we used to look up for inspiration and now we all look down.
So true.
And I thought, wow, that is so profound because it's so true. I think we get so caught up in this mm-hmm. to be our source of inspiration, revelation, whatever you want to call it. Not that we can't get amazing things on there, but man, sometimes we got to reach out into that higher power, whatever you may believe in,
mm-hmm.
and connect that way.
Yes.
You know, so I love that you're saying that.
Well, and
I love that you're doing it.
Well, and the other thing is to create like sacred spaces mm-hmm. in your day where you can create actual distance from your phone. Because look at me. I mean, it's embarrassing. We're even here on this podcast and I have my phone right next to me.
Well, I'm going to say that mine's a little closer.
Is it in your back pocket?
I thought it was over there, but it's actually right here.
It is.
But it's funny. It's almost like a security blanket. Where's my phone? I got to have it right here.
It is. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about addictions.
Yeah.
Right? It's like this is one that's just socially acceptable until we no longer make it socially acceptable.
Right.
But it's creating those safe spaces in your day to create the distance. But also to your point, instead of looking like down to receive your inspiration, especially for high performers who are mm-hmm. very scheduled,
mm-hmm.
you know, and are really good at time blocking, I love to leave white space in my calendar.
Yeah.
To just be.
Just, yeah, exactly.
Like just to be still.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard somebody, I actually was in the Czech Republic recently and I was talking to a psychologist who works specifically with children. And she said, the reason why a lot of kids are having so much hardship in the mental health arena is because we're constantly giving them a tablet. Mm-hmm. We're constantly putting them in front of a screen. So they don't know how to dream.
Whoa, that's sad to even hear you say
it's
that.
It's so sad because we don't give them white space to activate their creative brain.
Yeah, go play make-believe.
Seriously,
go
play make believe, or like if you're in a room, it's like okay, go build something, go be an astronaut, like go whatever is around them, you know. And I'm like, oh, that is so good. So they're just constantly being fed and programmed by whatever screen we're putting in front of them, and then we're training their brains to always need that dopamine hit instead of having like that self dopamine creation, which sure. is going out and serving someone or playing with someone,
yeah.
or making a new friend or giving somebody a compliment, you know? So, I mean, I just, that like stopped me in my tracks when I heard,
I was like, oh, it stopped me when you said it too. I'm like, dang.
But it's true. Like it makes so much sense.
Yeah, it does. Well, I'm glad that you are doing this mother daughter movement. We'll put the link in the show notes so people can, if you have a daughter who needs to be inspired and to have a better way of doing certain things and, to be a better mom and have a better mom and daughter connection.
Yeah.
I would encourage them to reach out and go to your next event, which is coming up soon.
Yep, June 7th and 8th.
June 7th and 8th. So anyway, we'll have it in the link and or in the show notes. You'll be able to link right to it. So
and we're bringing in different experts from all over the country to come in and speak. I know. And again, it's like, not just like speaking and like sitting and listening.
I know. I want to tell people this is the real deal. This isn't just having someone tell you to your you. It's interactive. They're doing activities. They're getting involved. Right.
Yes. It's active. Like Friday night, we're doing a service project with Mothers Without Borders. It's going to be the coolest thing. I was telling a couple ladies about it last night, where we teach these girls and these women to be candle lighters, not candle blower outers.
Mm.
It's like, do you walk around trying to blow out other people's candles, right? Or are you the one lighting other people's candles? Mm. So we're going to give them a chance to connect with a girl on the other side of the world in Africa. And they're going to take a picture of themselves. They'll write three things about them and then send them an inspiration, whatever inspirational thing comes to their mind. And then Mothers Without Borders is going to send that to them to their group housing that they have there.
Okay.
And then the girls are going to do the same thing. Take a picture, write three things about themselves, and then an inspirational quote back to the girl. And we're going to ship it to them.
So cool.
So that the girls feel like the gravity of being a candle lighter, but that we also can be connected to women on the other side of the world and make an impact.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be so cool. So that's Friday night. And then we like do fun things. We're going to do a dance party, karaoke. And then Saturday is going to be a lot of the training. So we're having like a styling expert come in. We're going to do a mother daughter makeup workshop. We're going to talk about how you're more than your body. We're going to talk about sustainable nutrition from a place of self-love instead of self-loathing.
Wow.
Like that how to fuel amazing. Your body. And it's just going to be great. We're going to move. We're having like a, oh my gosh, this amazing fitness expert coming in of just about how to move your body and focus on being strong over being skinny. Yeah. Wow. You know, it's just, it's just going to be awesome.
It's the real deal, folks. Seriously, it really truly is. It's not what you know, it's just another conference to go to or another event. This is the real deal. So go check it out, please. It's going to be amazing. And if you have a daughter, especially, great way to connect.
Yeah. I don't know of anything else like it. To be honest with you.
You're right. Cause you said that last time you were on when you were talking about that I agree with you. I don't know of any other, I haven't heard of any other events.
Yeah.
And they're doing that. So
yeah.
Good for you.
Oh, it's awesome. We have a good team. Yeah. We've got good women.
Well, let's talk about your amazing company.
Yeah.
And the amazing products that you have and why you have these products. And so why don't we just start there? Tell us more about what you're doing.
Yeah.
And then why these products and are important for all of us.
Yeah.
How it can help us with our mental health.
Yeah.
And then I'd love to get into that question of what's the difference between mental health and mental wellness.
Yeah.
And kind of take it from there. Yeah. Does that sound all right?
Yeah, it totally does.
Okay.
Well, I think the state of mental wellness it's much more obvious because it's been under the spotlight since the pandemic.
Right. It's really expanded.
The pandemic sort of just shined this light on on how poor our mental health is.
So true.
And how stress lessens and weakens our mental health. And I mean, just like the sheer numbers, we know that 1 in 4 people have mental health challenges.
Yeah.
1 out of 4. In Europe, it's 1 out of 3.
Mm.
It used to be 1 out of 9 or 1 out of 10. Since the pandemic, it's now in the United States, 1 out of 4. Oh. So 43 million Americans struggle with their mental health.
So basically, you're going to have someone in your family that's got a mental health issue.
100%.
100%.
And the crazy thing is that only half of those 43 million Americans are actually receiving care.
Mm.
So you just have this huge cohort of people who are suffering silently for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful that it's less taboo than it used to be to talk about, you know, right. mental health challenges. Yeah. And I think that's the distinction that I want to make, is that mental health diagnoses are like your DSM-5 diagnosis, right? That you get yeah. from a medical provider.
Yeah.
Mental wellness matters to everybody. Yeah. It should, at least. Like 99% yeah. of people should care about their mental wellness, because mental wellness is your mood. It's how motivated you are. It's how stress resilient you are. Mm. It's how you show up with your family. It's, are you happy, generally happy, or are you sad? It's sort of this subjective state of well-being.
Yeah.
Like, when do you feel well? Like, that's truly happiness.
Yeah.
And so I think it's important, because some people are like, oh, well, I don't have mental health challenges, but it's like, but do you have stress?
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
And that was my experience, is I don't have a depression diagnosis. I don't have an anxiety mm-hmm. diagnosis, but I have 2 businesses, 3 kids, 2 dogs, a bunny, and a Kyle. That's my husband.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, I have stress.
You got some stress in your life.
Yeah. That is stress. So I need to make sure that I'm stress resilient.
Yeah.
And if I'm not being very resilient to stress, that I'm letting my external environment affect yeah. me, so that I'm short tempered, right? I have very little patience, and you know, my mood kind of goes up and down, or just internally I feel like I'm gonna like blow, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so when I was first introduced to these products, I was like, I don't need them. Like, I'm good. You know, like yeah. how many people are like, I'm good, it's fine. But sometimes you don't realize when yeah. you're feeling good that you could feel great. Or if you feel great, you don't know that you could feel optimal
right.
or elite. But then there's a whole group of people out there too that feel not good. They feel fine. Like, I'm fine. Fine is like the worst F word ever. You know, it's like, I'm fine. Fine. But there are also some people out there that feel really bad. So it's like, wherever yeah. people are at on the spectrum, there's always a next level
for
to
sure.
feel optimal or improvement. And that was my experience. I was like, I don't think I have mental health challenges until I was introduced to this
yeah.
idea of how the microbiome can come in and affect your mental health. That's all the latest and new science. And I was like, maybe this is something that I need to brush up on.
To look into, yeah.
Because in medical school and in my master's program, we didn't talk about microbiome. This is new cutting edge science.
Right.
And I mean, new in the medical world is like the last 10 years. It's been evolving. And what they're finding out, for those of you who don't know what the microbiome is it is this, it's the bacteria in your gut and throughout your body. We actually have over 100 trillion bacteria in our gut, in our stomach, in our small intestines.
Wow.
And they have found, I mean, 100 trillion is literally more than there are stars in the galaxy.
Yeah, think about that. That's crazy to even think how much that is.
It's so much. I mean, and they're finding out, all the science is showing just crazy things, that these bacteria in your gut, they release these chemical messengers that really control most of the systems in your body, where, you know, oftentimes, especially in terms of mental health, we thought, oh, like the target is your brain, right? We hear about neurotransmitters and the target should be your brain. If you lack motivation, it's a brain problem. If you're moody, it's a brain problem. When really what all the science is showing now, that the primary effect and the primary target is actually should be in the gut.
Yeah.
And that's why they call it your second brain.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I read the book Limitless by Jim Quick, and he referred to the gut as the second brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, in your gut is where 90% of your serotonin is made.
Mm.
That's your happy neurotransmitter.
That's the happy one. Yep.
It's the happy one. And then you've got 70% of your dopamine made in your gut. That's your motivating neurotransmitter. 50% of your GABA, which is your calming, relaxing neurotransmitter, and over 80% of your melatonin.
You know, I love that you say this, and I'm sorry if I'm detouring here a bit, but it's almost like, I know for me, just personally, if I eat clean and good, I just feel good.
Yep.
And it all makes sense, because I'm not destroying, or I'm not lowering those levels based on, because I'm eating poorly.
Mm-hmm.
Is that yes. fair?
Yes. It's absolutely fair. So for years, we thought the problem was in our head, when in reality, a lot of it is in our gut.
Yeah.
And that's where we need to be focused.
Yeah.
So it's when you really start to see the correlation, you're going to feel and see dramatic benefits. And that's the thing is, we also need some hacks, you know, because sometimes people are like, oh, like how many times have we said like eat right, exercise?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, great. Like I need like the Reader's Digest version.
Me
like,
too.
Where's the shortcut for kind of like the lazy people?
Exactly.
You know, and I'm a food first believer for sure. But also supplements are just that. They are a supplement to a healthy diet,
right?
And so personally, I feel like supplementation can be a little bit of a shortcut unless you're down with, you know, fermenting your own foods and kefir and, you know, kimchi and all of those things. Like if you want to do that, that's great. And you know what? I have friends that do that. I'm not that.
Yeah.
I'm not that. So, you know, when you can find something that's really simple, that tastes really good, is kind of a hack, then, you know, I'm all about it.
Yeah.
And that actually works and is backed by science, which I'm sure we'll get to here.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to. Yeah. Let's get into that. There's some products you endorse, obviously products that you've taken yourself and there's obviously reasons behind it. And, let's get into that. Like, let's talk about some of these great products that you, you take that are very helpful for the very thing you're talking about.
Yeah. So in order to shore up the microbiome, really it's this idea of, some of you have maybe heard the term the gut-brain axis. Mm-hmm. So it's your second brain, your gut, communicating with your first brain. And then the axis is the communication pathway between the two.
Mm-hmm.
So the communication pathway is your immune system, your lymphatic system.
Yeah.
And so when you're in your gut and you have this balance between good bacteria and bad bacteria, you want the good bacteria to be winning, right? So we want to make sure that we're taking a really high quality probiotic, a prebiotic, which comes in and actually feeds the bacteria, keeps them healthy.
Okay.
And then there's another thing called a phytobiotic, which is basically just plants, herbs that help to support and promote a healthy balance between that good and that bad bacteria. So if somebody's like, okay, well, maybe I'm feeling stressed out all the time. Maybe I'm feeling overwhelmed. Maybe I'm feeling short-tempered. Maybe I do have some anxious feelings. Maybe I've been sad for a really long period of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then a very simple thing to do would be to add something that I found. Now, again, I didn't think that I needed it. I didn't think that I had any real quote unquote issues to worry about, but I did have stress. And so what I noticed for myself personally, and the reason why I decided to take it, was because of the science. So this isn't just a probiotic that's for, you know, generic gut health that like you get over the counter.
Yeah.
That's usually good for like diarrhea. You know, it's like overall gut health. Great.
Sure.
That's wonderful.
Right.
But what impressed me with this from a scientific standpoint is these are mental wellness specific strains of bacteria.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So there are three specific bacterial strains that have been isolated and studied. And this product itself, it's called Mentabiotics. And it's a part of a trio called Happy Juice. These mentabiotics have been studied and they show mental wellness end markers. So you're going to see a decrease in depression scores, a decrease in anxiety scores by 50%. You're going to see an increase in your vigor.
That's
you're going to see an increase in your good bacteria by 70%. And I might even just read over these just so I get the right numbers for your audience.
I'd love you to.
So you'll see a 60% decrease in irritability, 55% decrease in anxiety scores, 50% decrease in depression scores, 49% reduction in overall distress, 70% increase in good bacteria, 211% increase in positive mood, and a 105% decrease in negative mood.
Sign me up.
Right?
Who doesn't want that, right?
Who doesn't want that? Or at least, like, who doesn't want to try to feel those benefits?
Yeah.
So I was like, let's go. Like, let's try.
Well, and I think too, and me included, I think a lot of times you said we're always starting, okay, I'm going to think positive thoughts and I'm going to do, which is all good stuff, but we never think of, again, the gut as the second brain. I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm just eating this up because I'm learning so much from you. I love this. I think why not give this a try? Because we don't normally go in that route anyways.
Right.
So why not add, if you're already feeling good, why not add to that?
Yeah.
And see how you feel.
Right. So that you can feel great.
Yeah.
And that was my experience. I was like, okay, I'm going to drink this. First of all, it tastes really good. So like, I look forward to it every day.
Yeah. You're not dreading it. Like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so hard to choke down.
Yeah. You're like, this is healthy. Like, shoot it back, you know? But for me, and I was like, I don't think this is going to do anything. And then on day two, I noticed that I was feeling calmer. Now that may not be that big of a thing, but I remember my husband Kyle walking by and I'm like, dang it. Like, I'm that person that has like an experience on a product in 2 days. Cause I'm just skeptical by nature. I come from a science background.
Yeah, right.
I'm a nurse practitioner, board certified. Like, you know, these magic lotions and potions and all this stuff. I'm like, nah, whatever. I'm not into it. I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
But on day two, I noticed that I felt calmer and I was like, gosh, dang it. And then 10 days in, this was the big one. I noticed that I was yelling at my kids less.
Really?
Really.
Dang.
And I just had so much more patience.
Wow.
And it was a marked difference. And I would say for anybody out there that feels overwhelmed or stressed or short-tempered, that is one of the number one things that we see within the first week or two. It is a common theme. It is like the rule, not the exception.
Mm.
And I was like, for that in and of itself, like just to make me like the nice mom, like I'm down. This is great.
Right.
I love it. And then on day 14, I noticed, I call it the monkey mom brain, where I'm like ding, 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 like a million miles a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that my thoughts were just much more clear. Mm. I was more methodical, more productive. I could get through my day and my to-do list so much better. And side note, side benefit, I think because my mind calmed down, my libido could go up.
Mm.
Because for women, it's so tied to our mentation and like where our mental state is.
Yeah.
If we're thinking about 600 things, usually that's number 601, you know?
So true.
Like it just is. It's like 601.
Oh, man.
And so I just started noticing. I was like,
yeah.
I just started noticing my husband. I was like, oh yeah, like you're pretty cute. Get over here.
I remember you.
Yeah. And he's like, here's some more happy juice. Yeah. Here you go.
Keep
like
going.
Drink it on tap.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But it was really, really cool. And I love these like practical real life applications and experiences, because the longer you take it, the more benefits you're going to see.
Yeah.
It's something called phased benefits. As you build up that good bacteria in the microbiome, you're going to see continuous benefits when you put yourself in different situations.
Yeah.
So at day 60, normally one of the biggest stressors that I have as a mom are those dang pop-up carnivals in the summertime. Like, you know, those South Jordan pop-up carnivals where you feel like the ride is like going to miss a screw and you're going to like go flying.
Totally. Yeah. I'm not getting on that.
No. And like, there's so many kids and lights and sounds and music and just so many people and crappy food and all the things. Yeah. It's stressful.
Yeah.
But as a mom, you're like, let's make memories. Like, let's go try and do these fun things. And so I remember walking in to this pop-up carnival, and normally my husband and I, we'd last about 40 minutes max, and we'd look at each other and be like, you know when you're like, done, like you give him the sign, like cut it, we're done, we're out of here.
Yeah.
And then usually there's kids melting down and crying, and then you're melting down and crying in the car. You're like, why do we try to do fun things? But this time, seriously, this is the first time ever in my parental experience, we stayed for two and a half hours, and I was like, this is great.
You're as calm and
calm as a cucumber.
Yeah, wow.
I was like, hey, everybody hold hands. Like, this is going to be, we're going to. So to me, that's stress resilient.
For sure.
So much so that we went back the next day. That never in my life has ever happened. So for me, that's a practical application of having a balanced microbiome, a balanced mental health. I'm happier. I'm more stress resilient and just calmer in spite of stress. Stress is all around us all the time.
Right.
Going to the gym is a stressor, right?
Yeah.
And we need to make sure that the stress response is controlled and appropriate, not a hyper stress response. Mm. and a high cortisol response, which can come about. And there's actually this really unique tie and link between cortisol and the microbiome, because when your stress levels are high, your cortisol levels are high, and it actually increases the likelihood of you having leaky gut, because it messes and affects cortisol affects the gut lining. So it actually can create almost little micro holes, which is what people call leaky gut.
Gotcha.
So gut contents can then go out systemically, which leads to inflammation, chronic inflammation, which is no bueno.
Yeah.
No chronic bueno. Inflammation. And then you have a hyper immune response, which can actually lead to autoimmune diseases like thyroid challenges, like, you know, like ulcerative colitis and things like
that. Some things you've been dealing with.
Some things I was dealing with. So it's almost like it took me 20 years to come full circle. Yeah. And I even had some gastroenterologists, like I'd kind of been hearing a little buzz about microbiome. And when I asked them about it, they were like, well, I don't know. Like they just didn't know.
Yeah.
And that was probably, you know, even 5 years ago, they didn't know and they didn't guide. And so I'm like, man, when you find something that's helped you, you want to help other people in the same way.
For sure.
And so
that makes sense. Yeah.
I mean that, and that's, you know, that's why I'm passionate about sharing it, because I've seen it change people's lives.
Yeah.
It's amazing. On all ends of the spectrum. I mean, my husband, he has anxiety in certain situations in regards to our kids, and he drinks it every single day.
Yeah.
Because he's seen benefits. One of my really good friends had two kids during COVID, and she was like super holistic and natural. And she's like, I'm about to lose my mind. Yeah. Like, I'm so anxious. I'm so stressed out. I'm always on edge. And she hasn't had a panic attack in like 8 months. Wow. And she's like, what that means is now she can travel with her kids, and she can create those memories and do the things that she wants to do that enrich her life and give her a meaningful life.
Yeah.
And everybody deserves to have that, in my opinion.
I agree.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more.
And then I'm even thinking to like my super skeptical, like nurse anesthetist friend who she's like, hey, I've been seeing this happy juice. And she's like, I tried it. And she's like, I couldn't believe what it did for me. She said during COVID and after COVID, she's like, and these were her exact words. She said, I had this fear of impending doom looming over my head. It was like this dark cloud and it followed me everywhere I went. And she's like, it just took the cloud away. And I'm like,
I think what you just said there too about that cloud following, I hear that a lot where I just feel like there's doom right around the corner.
Yeah.
And so I'm constantly looking behind my back, and I hear this a lot from my clients. Like I really do. I hear that a lot.
Yeah.
So for that to help with that, that's amazing.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, I just don't, especially because it is scientifically based.
Yeah.
It's not just like, oh yeah, this one ingredient we think might help with this.
Yeah, we don't know.
Exactly. There's actual scientific studies on the effects of these mental wellness specific strains of bacteria. And we're seeing it. We're seeing it real time.
And those statistics are amazing.
Amazing.
What you read there. That's unbelievable. I mentioned at the very beginning of this, you're an international speaker, and you get on stage and you talk about these things.
Yeah.
And there was one recently, and forgive me if I don't know the whole story around behind this, but it's going to choke me up. You're on stage, and you were like, I was sitting over there, you know, wondering what am I going to do? And now I said, I want to do this. And you're now on stage and commanding the whole room of a large audience. And it was just so cool to see, like, the passion you have around what you're speaking. I mean, you're obviously very knowledgeable, but the passion comes through because I know you believe it. Mm-hmm. And so I just want you to know that really touched me, seeing you on stage and talking about where you were a year ago compared to where you are now. And it was just really inspiring. I just want to tell you how beautiful that was.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. I mean, one of the things that you're going to make me cry. I think what it is it's important to have a vision for your life.
Yeah.
And you can look at other people and where they're at, and you have one of two choices. You can either use it as a reason of why you can't, or a reason of why you can.
Yeah.
Totally. And having inspiring people who just to look up to and aspire to be like, it's so important to have vision. Yeah. I mean, even the Bible says without vision, people perish.
Yeah, right.
So you have to have a vision for your life. And if you find yourself, you know, in a bad place right now, and maybe the only vision that you have is, hey, I just want to feel fine.
Yeah.
Or I just want to get to a place where I want to go outside and take a walk.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't want the cloud of doom hanging over me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And maybe this product is a piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the whole piece, but it's going to be a very important piece. But it can be
very helpful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because sometimes I think people just need to feel better. Like I did, like I just needed to feel calmer.
Uh-huh.
I just needed to notice I was yelling at my kids less.
Right.
Which then motivated me and inspired me to go and do the other things in my life mm-hmm. to help my mental health and my mental wellness. Right.
Yeah.
And so for something so simple as mixing up a drink, even if you can just take this each day, and you know, maybe you say, hey, I'm going to take this for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 30 days.
Put it to the test.
Put it to the test.
Yeah.
And there's a 90-day guarantee on the product too. 90 days. Wow. So you can take the whole thing, and if it doesn't
work,
you send it back.
With that said, how does someone, you know, how do you, what would be the best way for someone to get the products, and you know, how do you share it with people and your families and things like that?
Yeah. So we have a link on your website.
Yep.
So it'll say, we switched to the new one.
We did. We switched it. Yep.
Yeah. So it'll say Elevate Your Happiness with Happy Juice. And you can click on that, and it'll take you to a custom cart that already has it in there. There's a $10 off code. But also, people can follow me on Instagram. And honestly, I would encourage you. I'm a pretty direct person. So I'm going to tell them, go reach out to me. Like right now, open up Instagram. Go to @tpete. Go to my DMs and say, I want to know about this happy juice.
Yeah.
Because I think I need it, or I know somebody who needs it. Yeah. Like, give me the info.
Yeah.
So
it's worth trying.
Well, absolutely. I mean,
the science backs it up. The statistics back it up. And again, it's like you said, it's so new that people might be a little skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you got nothing to lose. It tastes great. Like you said, I know it tastes great. I've tasted it.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And again, to be affiliated with you in this is, it's just an honor. I'm so grateful, because that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to help people with their overall mental health at the end of the day, and to focus on their wellness and whatever that looks like for them.
Yeah.
Let's add this to the mix. Why not?
Absolutely.
No pun intended, right?
No pun intended. Worst case scenario, they get happier for free for 90 days.
Right. I mean, what do we have to lose? So we'll put all those links will also be in the show notes when we go live with this.
Right.
And I do encourage anyone to reach out to Tracy. She's very good about getting back with anyone, quickly. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're passionate about what you do and you love helping people. So she will help you.
Absolutely.
Honestly. And again, the mother-daughter movement, if you have a daughter and you want to connect with her better and you want her to have a better understanding of what she needs to do to be better for herself, go to this.
Yes.
Check it out, please sign up and do that thing. And it's in June, which is going to be amazing again. Yep. And I love that you're doing
tickets for that. And all information on the event is at tracypeterson.com.
Okay. And we'll put that also in the show notes.
Perfect.
And then we talked about this. We won't go into all the details, but we're going to soon come out with a giveaway and we'll do a little contest or something, but we'll do a little giveaway here in a few days after we go live with this.
Yep.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be really
fun. And it's just great to team up with you. And thank you for being willing to support what I'm doing. That means the world to me. I hope you know that I really appreciate it.
I do. I feel your sincerity. And you know, it goes both ways. Absolutely. You're amazing.
I love this
podcast. I love your message. And I'm always here to support you.
Thank you so much.
Genuinely.
Right. Well, Tracy, thanks for being here with me today.
Thanks
beautiful.
For having me.
The knowledge was beautiful, man.
Let's go be happy.
Yeah,
let's go live a happy, full life. This is not about being salesy. Like, I'm here. Literally, I want to help people.
Yep.
And I found something that helps.
Yeah.
And it'll help you. And people deserve to be happy.
100%. Yeah. And by the way, I'm really full right now. Not busy. That's one of the biggest takeaways I'm taking, man. That hit me hard. Thank you.
I love it.
My family will appreciate that too. I'll quit saying I'm so busy. I'm really busy. No, I'm really full. I love
it. They're going to be like, Dad, you're overflowing.
They're like, whoa, what's going on? Anyway, thanks for being with us, Tracy. You're the best. Everyone listening to this, thank you once again for tuning in. Thank you to my wonderful sponsors, including Tracy's amazing company. Please, you know, share this with anyone that you know that it may be struggling with anything, especially with their mental health. Let them listen to this episode, and they will be inspired by Tracy's words. And then, you know, it'll give you a chance for them to reach out to her as well. And it'll open up the communication for each one of you. But yeah, thank you for sharing this and for liking me and for believing in me. And I love you guys. Till next time. Thanks, Tracy.